Get over here. Get over here now. You know something? You have been a very, very bad boy. And look at you. You've made a frickin' mess all of yourself. What am I ever gonna do with you, boy? I thought about spanking you, but since I'm feeling very, very gracious, I want you to go sit in that corner over there for 5 minutes. Don't move a muscle, and I don't ever want to hear a peep come out of your mouth. Is that understood? Good God. I told you several times for you not to track mud in the house. But what do? You just do it anyway. There is a doormat right in front of the door, if y'all haven't noticed. Honey, I know you've been outside in the sprinklers, but can you just at least show some respect in this house, okay? Don't look at me like that, and you better be lucky you ain't cleaning this mess. You wanna get out of that timeout chair and do some cleaning? Huh? I didn't think so. Rachel! Don't you go doing it too. I told you both several times. I told you and your brother not to track mud in the house, and what y'all do, y'all just do it anyway. You know what? Just go back outside, okay? Just go back outside. If you're going to go in and out of the house and not say hi or anything like that, just go on out. Stay out there. Why does it have to be summer? I have to watch these kids all freaking day. Ever since school has let out, I have been a complete mess, and I just don't know what to do. Oh, God, help me, please. Ah, Brad, don't you let me hear you say one word. Don't you give me that look. I'll pop you right in your mouth. Uh-huh, that's what I thought. Okay. Okay, Rachel, be careful. Don't slip, okay? Just don't. Oh, God. She slipped. Okay. Keep it together. Mama's got this. Okay, Rachel? Rachel, come here. Okay, crawl here. Come here. Let me see. Baby, I told you not to run in the house, especially when the floor's wet. Look, how about this? I'll just carry you into the living room and let you watch some Lion King. How about that? Yes, you can have a popsicle too. All right, Brad. Fine. All right, get up out of that corner. Come on, join your sister. Go pop in the Lion King and just leave me alone. God. I just want to just lay back and watch TV and eat my lunch and not have to deal with this mess. Oh, if only my husband was here. Oh, God, I even sound worse than my own children. God, what have I turned into? Where do they get these atrocious attitudes from? Oh, yeah, me. Oh, God. Why? Why can't I just have two girls? Just two girls? But no, it has to be One boy and a girl who likes to rip each other apart. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. Okay. Keep your cool. Keep your cool. Like you said, Mama's got this. Mama has got this. Look, just for a few months, you can handle them being home with you, okay? Okay. Summer vacation's not gonna be that bad after all. I mean, you only got like 3 months of it, and finally in August, or maybe September, I don't know. Maybe you could, just relax and let them go to school and watch them ride off in the, in their, in the old cheese wagon and so fast, I just can't. Well, this has to be a lesson that you need to cherish every single moment they have, every single moment you have with your children before they grow up and outgrow you. Hopefully, the latter doesn't happen. God, I love them so much. I love my babies so much. I want to keep them. God, let me keep them for just another 18 years. Please, please, please. And there they go. God, make sure they move out as soon as they can after graduation, I swear. Oh my God. Okay, which one of you broke the lamp?